Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Franklin, the president of Franklin Architecture in Chattanooga. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I wanted to talk to you about the changes that are going on with the design of the workspace. We'll get to that in just a minute. A little background. Your grandfather started this firm in 1933. You've done some pretty noteworthy buildings. You've done the major utility building downtown. You've done several of the major buildings in the private schools in town, law firms, financial institutions, some university work, some churches. You're one of the leading firms in town, aren't you?
We'd like to think we are.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk to you, see how business was and what you're working on. What's keeping you busy?
It is interesting. When the virus first hit, it was clear that we were going into recession. For the first month, I actually thought the construction industry and design industry had avoided the bullet because it didn't look like it was going to affect anything. About a month into it, though, two of our financial institution clients both called within a couple of days and just said, put the project on hold. And it wasn't due to COVID necessarily, and it wasn't necessarily due to the recession. It was due to the interest rate. Now, since then, one of those institutions has come back and said, hey, wait a second, we want to crank this thing back up because we are in a recession and it's going to be a really good bid market. So we're working actively on that job. Meanwhile, the other financial institution has gone away, we think.
So when you say bid market, they're thinking that they'll get it done for less now.
Oh, yeah. I'd be willing to bet. No one really knows, but I was speaking with the head of the local AGC, and they are battening down the hatches. They're doing seminars for all their members on how to survive a deep recession.
Well, we follow the AIA Building Index, and, you know, it took a big crash in April. It went down, I forgot what, it's down around 30, and 50 means that it's doing okay, so it dropped down. I think the next month is going to be better. Billings is early indicator. It's a 9 month out as far as when projects might get started. You were telling me, though, that some of your clients have got you busy designing spaces, and one of them is out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah, another financial institution, interestingly enough, they are considering depopulating their main office and building a freestanding 10,000 square foot building away from their main campus for an operation center or a call center. It was an interesting conversation. It's a call center, so you just assume it's going to be open office. And he goes, oh, it's not going to be open office. We're going to put everybody in a call center in a private office. And that's, I think, a very telling anecdotal story. I almost can't believe it, but that's what they intend to do.
Yeah. Well, the AIA shared some data earlier this week. If we take 2009 and compare it to 2017, in 2009 there were 211 square feet per person in an office, okay? Mm-hmm. And in 2017 that went down to 194. So we've been watching this number go down. They call it collaborative spaces. They call it open office environment. You know, I'm reminded of that. You remember that old Parquet ad where there was a lightning strike and it's not nice to fool Mother Nature? I think we're about to see a big change, don't you, on the amount of square footage we're going to give each employee?
Yeah, I think there is going to be a change. It is too soon to really predict. I mean, you've got Blue Cross, who's not a client, but they're on record, I believe, in the paper, is saying 50% of their workforce, they're going to just leave at home forever? Now, what does that, from a real estate standpoint, that blows my mind.
That's a building that's downtown Chattanooga that was built to house 4,000 employees, and now they're saying they're going to have 1,800 come back. That's going to be interesting to watch. Take, for instance, I know of a major flooring company who says their customer service department is not coming back. So we know that there are going to be select individuals within an organization that are going to continue to work from home probably for a while. And so that is going to cut the number of people in the offices. But then we also know you're going to have to redesign to give people more space. So the question is, what's this going to do for the demand of commercial office space? What do you think?
I don't know. I know that there, especially with call centers, I think it's easier for people to work at home. But with law firms and accounting firms and architecture firms, professional firms, we're finding we want everybody in our office.
Right.
I do know I'm the president of AIA Tennessee, and across the state, the firms are trying to get people back into their offices for better communication for what we do. But it's not just a person on a computer talking to a customer. The impact on the real estate market is yet to be seen. I mean, I can keep giving you anecdotal instances thinking about it. The state of Tennessee is canceling all capital projects right now, which I think is a mistake because That's typically the stimulus to get an economy going again. But most states are doing that. One of our private schools is ripping out every other wall between classrooms and doubling the size of their classrooms so that when the students come back in the fall, they can spread the students out, which is probably a registrar's nightmare to figure out how to, they just reduce their classroom count into half.
Right.
But that's the way they're planning on it. We have assisted living skilled nursing clients who are ramping up right now,
yeah.
Interestingly enough, and I think that's to try to take advantage of a competitive bid market. They're counting on being able to build for less at low interest rates.
And they're going to need more space too, don't you think?
And they're going to need more space. Where I think this ultimately is leading us, current energy codes require a certain amount of makeup or fresh air to come into a building,
yeah.
Depending on what type of building it is.
Right.
That sometimes is counter to energy efficiency, but again, it's for the health of the individuals in the building.
Uh-huh.
I could see the building code officials requiring more of that. Everybody acts like COVID. We're treating COVID as like all diseases are like COVID, but they really aren't. I mean, if the next pandemic is not moisture out of your mouth, but more airborne, just breathing it, makeup air is going to be much more critical to keeping a building healthy and clean. So I could easily see a lot of code changes in that way, as well as area per individual. The interior designers and architects have been selling open offices with low walls between people so that you can take advantage of natural light and views, and
yeah.
We think it's a nicer place to work, quite frankly.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're getting calls going, okay, we have these 42-inch high partitions. We need to go up with them. Do you have a product that we can add to these existing workstations? And they're getting away from fabric, and they're going to laminate so that they can wipe them down. And they're getting a lot of orders for mobile dividers, like whiteboard, that they could put between two people that can serve a purpose but also be a screen between them. That's a change that might be coming, is the days of architects and designers pushing everything down low, and it might go back up to 6 feet.
All right, Bob, I appreciate you spending time with us and sharing with our audience a little bit about what's going on in Chattanooga in the architectural market. Again, been talking to Bob Franklin, principal and president of Franklin Architects, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.